For the past few years, the U.S. Forest Service has been investigating the cause of a massive die-off of alders across much of Alaska, stretching from Nome down to Skagway. For member station KDLG, Mike Mason has the story.
The alder die-off was the topic of a presentation last month by Lori Trummer. She's the retiring Forest Service pathologist who played a lead role in the ongoing investigation. She says the first inkling of the die-off occurred in 2003 in the Lazy Mountain area of the Matsu Valley, when she received a call from a man who had been pushed from agency to agency.
Alders are one of those things that people don't want. They're normally getting rid of it, or that's where the bears hide. They're avoiding it. You know, for some reason, they're not concerned about the alder. In fact, if there was a biocide that could get rid of alder, I could make a fortune, and I might have one here. But what happened is this poor guy just wasn't getting any traction on it. And I really thank people who have a lot of curiosity, where they can bring an issue forth before anyone sees it, and you'll see how dramatic it is now. But in 2003, all we had was a couple dead alder up near Lazy Mountain.
Trummer says her initial look around the Lazy Mountain site found alders that were dead in 1 year, which is something she had never seen before in her 20 years with the Forest Service.
I found this bark that was kind of pimpled, and when I scraped underneath it, it was completely dead, suggesting that something was working, something infected and worked very fast on these trees and was really pretty efficient at killing these alders.
The alder die-off reported to Trummer in 2003 led to a full-scale investigation of what was killing alders throughout South Central and Interior Alaska. Subsequent alder die-offs have been reported in Colorado and in parts of Western Canada. One of the tools used in the Alaska investigation was 26 monitoring plots located in the Matsu region, interior Alaska, and on the Kenai Peninsula. Those plots confirm a continuing alder die-off, especially in the Matsu Valley. Trummer reported that in the monitored plots, only 32% of the alder stems are considered healthy, with the rest characterized as dead or dying back. Another part of the investigation was the identification of over 12 native canker pathogens that seem to be impacting alders. Trummer says the pathogens are likely native to Alaska.
It's curious to us that these things that are native, and sure, we can have outbreaks, but not like this. Some of the researchers that we're working with at University of Alaska Fairbanks have considered this unprecedented, this amount of dieback in our thin-leafed alder.
Trummer says the die-off of the alders is also apparently tied to insect infestations and other environmental factors like seasonal drought stress between the summers of 2003 and 2006, which she characterized as unseasonably warm.
And in those years, that's when we started seeing these things really flare up. We saw the Cinerea moth flare up in southwest Alaska for between 2000 and 2006. We saw these native canker pathogens really get started during that time. This is around, I guess, 2003 or 2004, and that's when that call from Lazy Mountain came in.
The Forest Service is continuing to investigate the cause of the alder die-off in Alaska, which Trummer believes is linked to global warming and above-normal temperatures in recent years. At present, there are over 10 different studies underway on Alaska's alders in an effort to better understand the causes of the die-off and its impact on the larger environment. Trummer speculated that we have not yet seen the maximum proportion of plants affected or dead in the state.
Worst case scenario, in some places, alders might be no longer part of the ecosystem, or might be a much smaller component of the ecosystem. But we're not going to lose our alders in Alaska. I don't think we ever could.
I'm Mike Mason.